Today, more UC workers are expected to join a strike that began yesterday. Thousands of custodians, cooks, and gardeners at University of California campuses and facilities across the state walked out after more than a year of failed contract talks. KQED's Vanessa Roncagno reports.
The 25,000 members of UC's biggest employee union are striking to demand higher wages and protest what they see as rising inequality. Yesterday, workers dressed in bright green t-shirts and holding picket signs rallied at the main entrance to UC Berkeley. Carlos Arias works in the mailroom at the UC office of the president and says he has to work odd jobs on the side to make do.
I work at the president's office, so I work with all the VPs that are making like $300,000 to, you know, like, I just feel like the people at the bottom, like, we definitely need more than we're getting.
Others, like Maricruz Manzanares, who cleans dorms, says it's about the cost of living.
To sustain a family here in the Bay Area is very difficult. And so for us, it's the fight of our lives. If the university was doing the right thing from the get-go, we don't have to go through this. No one is looking forward to a strike.
UC officials called the union's demands for a 6% annual increase excessive. The university had offered 3%, then unilaterally put in place a 2% increase after negotiations and mediation failed. Today and tomorrow, another roughly 30,000 workers, including nurses and other UC employees at UC medical centers, are expected to strike in sympathy. The walkout is set to last through Wednesday, when both sides say they hope the other will be ready to make concessions. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Roncagno in Berkeley.